I always see a lot of critique about black businesses, but what about black customers? That's hot, ain't it? Yep, we're diving into it. Let's talk about it right here on The Light. Welcome to The Light Podcast. My name is Amira, and I am your host. I use the Light Podcast as a way to reflect on my past, process my present, and plan for my future. I hope that while I'm doing that, I am able to inspire you and others to follow in your own path and do whatever you can to light up your own space by being the change that you want to see in the world. I am learning a lot on this crazy journey to adulthood, and I would love, love, love to have people join me on this journey. In doing that, I want to be able to build a community, and you can help. If you like the Light Podcast, please be sure to rate 5-star and review wherever you listen to podcasts. Subscribe and share with 3 friends. But enough of the small talk, let's go ahead and get into this week's episode of The Light. In light of everything that's been going on this summer has been nuts. But when you think about the resurgence of the Black Lives Matter movement and the conversations that, unfortunately, right, the deaths of George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, and Ahmaud Arbery, among many others that we've talked about, but those three in particular, through those conversations and seeking their justice, we've started having conversations in the Black community about what it means to support each other and what that looks like. And one of the things that come up a lot, and we live in a capitalist society, so it always comes up, is economics and financial literacy and ownership and what that looks like, the black dollar, the value of it, how to keep it in the community, which has sparked a lot of conversation about black businesses, how to hold them accountable, how to get the services and goods at a quality, how to get good customer service. And there's all these pages. I'm on a lot of different pages and sites where we're talking all this and everybody's giving all of this, these advice or these tips. One thing that I have noticed, and I've noticed really from a place of self-reflection, but also being a, what's the word I'm looking for? Like on the opposite, on the other end of this is, the focus that we need to put or the focus that, yeah, the focus that we need to put on what it means to be a black customer. We miss it. We miss that often. And it is important to hold businesses accountable. And I'm not saying don't. But there is also a piece. There's also a side of what our responsibility is as a black customer. So I want to first share why I came to this conclusion, a little bit about where that came from and what I'm doing in my own life to hold myself accountable and to be a better customer for black businesses. So let's start with, like, Amira, where did this come from? Let's start there. So I've talked about it on literally every episode of the podcast, but I used to work at Enterprise Rental Car, and the enterprise that I worked at was on my side of town, and it's the eastern part of Atlanta, so the metro Atlanta area, and the part specifically where my location was is in a not so desirable part of just Atlanta in general, but definitely not like where I'm from. And a lot of it has to do with it being, it's a predominantly black neighborhood. There's just a lot going on. We can go there another day. If you're familiar with Wesley Chapel Road, that's what I'm talking about. It no longer exists, so I can talk pretty freely. But with that, so there was this thing that always used to happen all the time, like all the time with customers. And we would always hear the same thing, no matter how hard we were working, no matter how hard we were trying, if we made one little blimp in the road, there was this sentence that literally turns me off every time I hear it to this day. And this is the sentence, drum roll, please. The sentence is, every time I come over here, right, this is how we do in our neighborhoods, in our black neighborhoods. If I go to the white neighborhood, they won't treat me like this. And just to give a perspective, not just, I'm working on my language, to give a perspective on what it feels like to be on the receiving end of that and being in an area in the Black community, one, understanding that Enterprise was not like a franchise. It was not privately, it's privately owned, but it's not like I could buy one and own it. It's owned by its one owner and he owns all of it. The family owns all of it. And so all of the rules and regulations essentially, right, at each branch are essentially the same. The problems that this branch has, generally this other branch has. Branch is a word for store in Enterprise lingo. So to hear that, one, it's false because what you're complaining with us about is literally just a part of the rental car company, the trials that come with the company in general. So one, that's also it. But then two, if you come in already, like people used to literally come in on this idea that we were not going to meet their expectations. And so the moment that I don't, right, the moment that I mess up or that I slip up or whatever it might be, now I've proved you right. I've proved your theories right that you came in with, and now you can feel a little bit better about yourself. And so on the receiving end of that, honestly, truth be told, it didn't make us work harder. We got so used to, like, I literally heard that saying every day. And so you start rolling your eyes, and then eventually you start internalizing it, like, well, you know, maybe we just not worth nothing, right? Like, maybe we just not worth it or whatever. People don't think we care about them. So, like, maybe we just don't, right? And so it kind of perpetuated that. And I know this is a conversation that my coworkers and I had all the time. And so I know I'm speaking from a couple of different experiences and just how we used to roll our eyes or suck our teeth or talk about people when they might have left based off of that alone. And so I want to bring light. So from that experience, it opened my eyes up to when I go. I think anytime you work in a customer service atmosphere, in general, it opens your eyes up when you are the customer, right? Like when you are receiving a service, when you're receiving a product. I believe if you work in customer service, hopefully, if you have a heart, there's a little bit more empathy, there's a little bit more patience there because there is so much more than what meets the eye. Like my friends will tell you, probably one of the most, in some cases, a little bit too patient when it comes to certain things. But that's something that I learned from that experience. I think most people are doing the best that they can. But just imagine always hearing every day that you are basically going to fail and you are not going to meet their expectations. And then when you don't, or when you make a mistake that everybody makes at every company, regardless of who owns it or who is in charge of it, you prove them right. And so just the effect of that and how what it had on me, and mind you, again, this is a company that I don't have any personal ties to except for the fact that they're the people that were giving me my paycheck at that time. It wasn't like I owned it. It wasn't like I, you know, created a plan. It wasn't like it was my vision. So I can only imagine, because we do the same thing, and I am included in this. We do the same thing with Black businesses. We automatically expect it because it's a Black business, and forgetting about all the layers that it takes to be a business, when you think about the access to resources, when you think about just everything in business and the way our society is set up, right? What Black people even have to do to get there. We forget all of that. And our expectations are not even just high. I believe that we ask for over and above from Black businesses. Black businesses have to be, and this is a testament to Black people, but Black businesses have to go above and beyond to be worthy of praise, to be worthy of all these things. But then on the flip side of that, we go to companies and corporations, regardless of who they're owned by. It could be white people. It could be, I don't want to like miscategorize anybody, but you guys know what I'm saying. The Asian community in our neighborhoods, right? We don't do the same. We don't hold them to that same standard. So at what point, right, do we do those things for each other? And in no way am I saying we need to lower our expectations of what we want. We should not. But when it's not being met, is the first reaction, this is why I don't support Black business, oh my God, girl, they just so ghetto and blah, blah, blah. Like, is that our first reaction, or is our first reaction something of, let me reach out to the manager in a way that's not, like, when you're like, I'm gonna call the manager, just speaking from a lens of customer service, it doesn't really get you that far. In my personal experience, people might have other stories. My mom always has this saying of, you get more bees with honey than you do with vinegar. So when you're nicer, you actually get a little bit more. That's a whole nother episode though. But do we do that, right? Do we write black businesses off? Or do we either chuck it up to the game, not blame the entire organization for this one employee's day, this one employee's attitude, right? Or do we, again, go to the manager and talk to them in a way of, like, help? Because it's not enough to say, in my opinion, it's not enough to just write off black businesses, because we do this. We go to one black business, we have this experience, and now that is our perception of all black businesses. I am guilty of this. And there are some things that you deal with at black businesses that you don't necessarily have to deal with at major corporations or whatever it might be. In this context, I'm thinking of smaller black businesses. And so at what point, right, do we do that? And where does our patience lie? And also recognizing and understanding that you don't have to go to black businesses. I believe personally, I am doing my best and doing everything in my power to support black businesses as much as I can, because I value the idea of the black dollar in the black community. I'm over, right, begging for other people to give us chances. I'm over that personally, and I would rather work in our community to lift each other up. But that is not everybody's ministry. That's not everybody's thing. So I don't feel like people even need to feel obligated to support black businesses. If all you're going to do is write them off, if all you're going to do is talk about them, if all you're going to do is be rude when you go into the business, there's a difference between holding accountable and having conversations. And also, like, if someone is not meeting your needs, go on. There's several black businesses that I do not go to just off of the fact that it's not providing the service or the quality of service that I need. But I am also more inclined to have a little bit more patience, talk, right? I'll probably give more feedback to those businesses, but that's my personal prerogative. But when we're having these conversations about black businesses, I wanted to throw my voice out there to say, let's not forget about our role as black customers to make sure that we are not overgeneralizing and putting expectations that are ridiculous. Like, even because there's a lot of businesses, again, now that are doing amazing things. And I just watch myself and I watch how I perceive them, right? I'm like, wow, they had a really great service. But, like, think about, they had to go above and beyond to provide those services. And again, we deserve the best. We shouldn't expect anything less. We shouldn't expect any scams. We shouldn't expect low quality. But what we should expect is grace as we are figuring this out and as we are battling not always having the resources that major corporations who've been designed and built decades ago, what they have. And so I think that's a trope of small businesses in general, but especially ones that are owned by people who are black. So that's my story. That's how I feel about it. Having that conversation and being supportive of one another, if that's what you choose to do. If not, you are totally, you have a right to do that. Just don't come over here and, you know, complain about all of black businesses like it's everybody, because nothing is exclusive to everybody in a particular group. We don't do that with anything else. That's all I'm saying. But I would love to hear your thoughts. Let me know in whatever way you choose. If you enjoy this podcast, I would really, really appreciate it if you could 5-star rate it, review it, like it, subscribe, share with a friend. Let me know what you want to talk about. Let me know what your thoughts are. I do have an email. It's delightpodcast@gmail.com. It is indeed delightpodcast@gmail.com. I'm about to be out of this thing. I will see you, or you will hear me again next time. Out.